Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, here's another example of the Republicans blocking something that's essential to the United States. I don't know if you knew this, but the U.S. government's money, as it was set up, is going to run out tonight at midnight. Starting tomorrow, hundreds of thousands of federal workers would have to be laid off because the Republican Party bars any negotiations on budgets. No company would lurch with 6 week and 8 week and 4 week extensions of their funding. Well, there was a proposal by the Democrats to extend it in normal budgetary terms, and Moscow Mitch said, well, maybe the most we'll do is through March 11. Well, wait a minute. March 11 is less than 4 weeks away. It's less than 4 weeks away. March 11, that's all they'll do. And then two of the most disagreeable skunks, two-legged skunks on the Republican side in the Senate, Marco Rubio and Mike Lee, said they're going to shut it down and there's not going to be any extension. We're going to close down the government. Because Mike Lee says he wants no vaccine mandates issued by Biden towards federal employees, regardless of the fact that judges have already interfered with some of that. And Marco Rubio wants some amendment that says that there will be no drug pipes provided to addicts by the federal government. And what he's alluding to there, there are no drug pipes provided to anybody by the federal government. But from time to time, remember they used to have methadone treatments and so on for really severe drug addicts, some medical assistance to them and not drug pipes. And he's just saying this stuff, trying to get a rise in Florida. They can block it because then one senator can demand months, weeks anyway, of debate, shut down the government, throw people out of work. They did this before to Clinton. They did it before to Obama. They will shut down the government, injure the United States, and induce Putin to start rattling the nuclear saber. Late last night, they finally added some language that let Lee save face and Rubio, and 6527, it passed, and there now is an extension through March 11. With the U.S. government, we're extending our funding. What do you think that does to the deficit, to planning, to getting best prices for things? The Republican Party has a veto power on the government. They can shut it down. And this is what they're going to do. Let me tell you something else. Here's another example. Tom Cotton of Arkansas. Very bad news. A lot of people say, well, he's not as bad as Josh Hawley. Well, very few people are as bad as Josh Hawley. But Cotton is close. Here's what he's doing. He is putting a hold on any U.S. attorney appointment by Joe Biden around the whole country. So every time, you know, a guy named, you know, John Smith, can be U.S. attorney in Kansas City, comes up, or Eddie Jones in Milwaukee, I'm making these names up. No, we need weeks of debate. There's no debate. The ABA has signed off on all these people. Some of them are Republicans, and some of them, they've all been supported by their home state senators, Republican and Democrat, but Tom Cotton is saying, I'm going to hold them up. And he has not yanked that hold. I'll tell you what, something's got to be done. Why should one senator be able to hold up anything? That's not representative. If you had one delegate to the Constitutional Convention hold up the Constitution, we wouldn't have a Constitution. There has to be majority rule, or at least supermajority rule. There has to be a rule that 25 senators, at least, say, look, we do have serious concern about this. Let's look at it. you wouldn't get 25 senators to do this on the U.S. attorney. Would you get 25 senators to do it on shutting down the government or avoiding it? I think you might. That's the sad thing. Remember, only 65 senators voted to fund our government after midnight tonight, and then only till March 11. That means 50 Democrats and 15 Republicans. 27 Republicans voted against it, and 18 of them didn't vote. This is a sad thing. But at least you have to start maybe 25, maybe 33. If you want to shut down debate, you need 33. You can't filibuster, we should put in like the Voting Rights Act, any voting rights legislation. You already can't filibuster Supreme Court appointments. You can't filibuster by Senate rule anymore, judicial appointments, Court of Appeals appointments, district court appointments. You can't do that. Why are we permitting Tom Cotton to hold up every U.S. attorney in the country? Why did we permit Mike Lee and Rubio to play brinksmanship and shut down funding the government and preventing the layoff of hundreds of thousands of people till 24 hours before the money ran out? Why do we permit the Republican Party to then say, oh, we're generous, we'll extend the money till March 11, and then go through this all over again, all over again? Why did we permit the Republicans to refuse to confirm somebody for ambassador to NATO and the EU until at the very end, when they realized that Russia was really meaning business in Ukraine? They released the NATO ambassador, but then they didn't release the EU ambassador a lot later. Why do we let the Republicans, a few of them, block any diplomatic appointments for Afghanistan leading up to withdrawal? Why do we let Republicans even block discussion of somebody, some diplomat with jurisdiction over Iran and the Iranian negotiations? At some point, Biden is a guy who likes to work with the Senate. I think it's about time that he simply did this by executive order, told the diplomatic corps of the other country, this person is my designee. There's a handful of people in the Republican Party who are betraying the United States. I'm not going to be permitting them to do that. George Washington would have done that. Abraham Lincoln would have done that. Roosevelt would have done that. And I think Truman and Kennedy would have done that. Reagan would have done that. I think that's got to be done. You cannot let the party of sedition continue to shut down the government. And they do it in many ways. Financially is only the most obvious. But appointments to ambassadors, U.S. attorneys, the Federal Reserve, this rule has got to stop. You can't have one senator shut it down. There's got to be a critical mass at some point. Coming to the end of the show, great show, very sobering show. This is the first show I've ever done with no call-ins, and I think largely because the Ukrainian situation we've discussed. Luke, do you have a call-in for me?
I think, Matt, we might have had an issue with the phones this morning. I'm trying to figure it out right now, but I don't think it's your fault. We got listeners. I know we got listeners. So
I was feeling lonesome. I just want that clear. Luke has now disclosed to me at the end of the show that there was a problem with the phone.
So I'm just finding out myself. I'm just
trying to call in, guys. I'm not taking it personally. Okay. Have a great weekend, everybody. Matt Flynn, direct back. Same time, same place. Monday. I'm signing off for now.